Western producer, Turkey's big lentil crop and growing financial woes are going to hurt shipments to Canada's top market, says a Turkish processor of the crop. Growers in that country planted more acres than last year, and yields appear to be about 25% higher, said Tuba Memes, general manager of Memizolu Tarim Tat, one of the largest food companies in Turkey. There are also ample stocks of imported product. Memi said an exemption on the 20% lentil import duty expires on June 30. All lentil importers in Turkey bought their needs a few months in advance and stocked up, she said in an email. So, there is enough stock in Turkey right now. And there is slumping demand in Turkey's re-export markets. Turkey imported 675,000 tons of red lentils last season. She believes the amount of imports will fall this year for the reasons noted above, in addition to some fiscal policy concerns. Turkey's central bank raised the country's prime lending rate to 15% on June 22, a near doubling from the old rate of 8.5%. The Monetary Policy Committee decided to begin the monetary tightening process in order to establish the disinflation course as soon as possible, to anchor inflation expectations and to control the deterioration in pricing behavior, the bank said in a news release. Analysts were expecting an even bigger hike to 20%, and that still may be in the cards. Monetary tightening will be further strengthened as much as needed in a timely and gradual manner until a significant improvement in the inflation outlook is achieved, said the bank. It was the central bank's first interest rate hike since March 2021. The goal is to temper rampant inflation in the country. Inflation was running at 40% in May but had been as high as 80% in late 2022, according to a CNBC News article. The government has set a medium-term target of 5% inflation. The CNBC article stated that recently re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is a self-declared enemy of high interest rates, calling them the mother of all evil. Erdogan had instead been promoting a strategy of low interest rates, but that resulted in a plummeting Turkish lira that lost 80% of its value against the American dollar in the last 5 years and recently set a record low. Turkey has found itself precariously low on foreign currency reserves as it sold billions of dollars in foreign exchange to prop up the lira, said the CNBC story. Erdogan is on board with his finance minister's plan of raising interest rates, but analysts wonder if he will quickly change his tune if there is a negative reaction from the public. Memi said the higher interest rates increase the cost of importing commodities, which will reduce the demand for Canadian lentils. Turkey is by far the biggest bulk buyer of Canadian lentils. It purchased 431,500 tons through the first 9 months of the 2022-23 marketing campaign, or 40% of all the bulk lentils sold during that period. Stat Publishing said Turkey's soaring prime lending rate is making Canadian sellers nervous. Exporters are uncertain about the impact this may have on future demand for pulses and the capacity of resellers and importers to finance purchases, Stat said in a June 23 article. They also worry about the slumping lira. Some market participants have noted some trade partners in Turkey have complained about the impact weakness of their currency has on their ability to pay, said Stat. Memi said the lira has lost 60% of its value compared to June 2022. This increases domestic costs considerably, she said. Processors are paying Turkish farmers US$650 per ton for their red lentils. We prefer Turkish lentils in terms of quality over Canadian lentils, she said. In other words, in order to buy Canadian lentils, it should be cheaper than Turkish lentils.